The count takes place mostly on the morning of January 31st, asking people where they stayed the night before, and the next couple of days are spent making sure no one was missed. The Department of Housing and Urban Development requires the homeless counts every other year, but many states, including Utah, choose to do them annually. Tamara Kohler, who heads the State Community Services Office, says there's no official prediction to this year.
You sometimes think you have a pretty good knowledge, but it's not something we ever project in advance because we really work hard to make sure that these are unduplicated. We double-check our information. We want to get the best effort to go out and count exactly what it looks like this year.
In Utah, last year's volunteers counted more than 16,000 people. Most of this year's point-in-time count volunteers are already trained and ready, but Kohler says more are needed for Registry Week. Information about helping with the counts in any community is online at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.